Mason, as usual. Thank you for your from your biggest fan, random riffs and relics from my favorite guitar metal guitar playing guy. Pierre, I hope you got the power back on. I want to send a shout out to Crazy Wolf Gallery and Misty Fjord's Flying Service in Ketchikan for such a wonderful weekend last week. We flew out, we flew back, we did not crash. If you'll be cruising to Ketchikan, Alaska this summer, those are two local businesses I highly recommend. Crazy Wolf Gallery hosts some of the best one-of-a-kind native artwork there is, and Misty Fjord's Flying Service will get you where you need to be. Also, a thank you to the National Forest Service and Blackie the Black Bear. It was a grand time in the forest and in the city, a much-needed and appreciated retreat. Blackie, thank you for sharing your space and for keeping your distance. Yes, we have bears in Alaska. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. It's also tagged as the Alaskan Express. We call the show by this name because it's catchy and easy for me to remember. Spirit often reminds me while I'm reading to keep it simple and get to the point. Then I hear that laugh in my inner ear, which I recognize as angel energy, the thoughts of Source, the wellspring of humor and balance. During the next hour, we will be striving for humor and balance. We are coming to you live from the beautiful showroom of Stars of Alaska, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. Stars is the metaphysical store in the state. If you love stones, crystals, books, music, and a genuinely friendly atmosphere, then make Stars your destination. It's my favorite place. I'm a professional psychic medium, teacher, speaker, and facilitator residing here in the last frontier. I carry a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a mother, a sister, and a friend. My intention and purpose for doing mediumship work is to help hearts heal, to aid in the understanding that love never dies and transitions are only change. It is our incarnation that is temporary. In the greater web that includes all that is, we are all connected. When one heart heals, we all heal. Love never ends. And when we cross the veil and make our transition back to Source, we want our loved ones to know that all is well. As above, so below. This is the job of the medium, to be the bridge that connects consciousness. When the gap between the here and now and the etheric becomes bridged, we begin the wonderful journey of evolving a spiritual being. We are, after all, spiritual beings having this grand human experience. If we can see and comprehend the bigger picture, we can learn. When we can learn, we are able to expand, and when we are able to expand, there is always room for more. The mystery is never solved, but as a collective consciousness, we evolve. As a psychic medium, I am not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. I do not wear a turban or work out of a dark alleyway. I have been called on occasion a normal person with a wonderful ability. I have learned to listen to the subtle nudges and impressions from energies outside of myself. It is like a wonderful game of charades with an energy enmeshed in a personality. I have also come to understand the need to teach others this process. As a mediumship development facilitator, I am currently teaching many to become focused, accurate readers. If you are interested in learning mediumship or hosting a small seminar in your city, please go to my contact page and contact my Anchorage office. I love to travel. I love to meet new people. And I love to share my passion for accurate and ethical mediumship. If you would like to have a private session with me, I see clients in person every Thursday and Sunday at Stars of Alaska here in Anchorage. I can read for anyone over the phone. Please remember that your future is never set in stone, but is chiseled out by your every thought and core-based intention. You are the manifester of your destiny. You are the captain of your ship. You are the director of your life's movie. Please check your screen now for the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. If you can't get through on Station 1, please check the toll-free numbers for Station 2. When you do get through, please be willing and open to be read. And if you're listening, please turn down your speakers. You are welcome to use the fast chat option, but understand that I can't use it while I'm on the air. I have to focus on my inner feelings, and I can't do that and read posts at the same time. I do check the fast chat after the show, so feel free to sign in. If you aren't already a member of BBS, please subscribe to the archive. This way you can hear any show you wish, and you can hear it when it's convenient for you. If you have an on-air reading, I would really appreciate feedback. Readers love feedback. With all the formalities out of the way, I would like to say a short prayer and claim our space, and then we can begin our show and meet this week's special guest. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family members who have crossed to the other side, you are welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually and please surround us collectively. With this claiming of our space, we will now begin. It is with a happy heart and a really big grin that I welcome my very special guest, the Texas Tornado, Janet, to the show. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Julie.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. And you?
We'll be at the Bear Paw Festival this weekend.
Absolutely, and anticipating a wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this great event. It's always fun. You will be in the Daydreams and Fairies booth directing traffic. Is that right?
You bet.
Okay, rumor has it that Erica will be selling fairy parts. Is that right?
I have no clue. She's on her own there.
I will be there in the Stars of Alaska booth, waiting patiently in the back for anyone who wishes to find me. Janet, how many budding mediums will you have at the Daydreams and Fairies booth?
There's currently three readers and myself that will be there throughout the festival. They're all
okay.
Wonderful new readers.
Yeah, what hours
I'll be there
are they
pretty much all the time.
Okay.
They'll be there Friday from 12 to 7, Saturday from noon to 9, and then Sunday from 12 to 6.
Okay, very good. Well, I hear a beep. I think we've got our first caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take that. Hello?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Do you have a Charlie around you?
Charlie?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know a Charlie?
I know Charles.
Okay, I have that. I got that name as soon as I heard your voice. Is this your dad?
No.
Okay, is he like a dad or like an uncle?
No, he's just a friend.
Okay, is he older than you?
No. Well, I know another Charles.
Okay.
But I haven't. He's a good friend of mine. I haven't spoken to him in a while. He was like a father figure, I guess.
Okay. Either you've been thinking about him or he's thinking about you. He's still here, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Has he been on your mind?
No, not lately.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make a suggestion.
Okay.
Can you give him a call?
Okay, I will.
Just say hi.
Okay.
The lady on the phone said I should call you. And I'm getting a red rose. Are you in love right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Did you just break up with somebody?
I just did, yes.
Okay, you're not done. Red rose to me means romance.
Okay.
Or as they say in Beauty and the Beast, woman. Is that why you called about this?
Well, actually, I was wondering if I'm going to get into another relationship anytime
soon. You're not done
soon.
With this one.
Okay.
You're not done with this one, yeah. And somehow Charlie ties into this.
Okay.
Okay, maybe he'll help you see things from a different perspective.
Okay, I'll definitely give him a call. I'm sorry?
Is he a cowboy?
Is he a what? I'm sorry?
A cowboy?
No, he's not.
Okay. Is he kind of a free spirit kind of a person?
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's cowboy can either mean literal cowboy or acting like a cowboy, which is I don't have any rules or fences. Give Charlie a call. He's got something you need to hear.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. So, Janet?
Yes?
Are you there?
I am.
I understand that you've been having some pretty mind-blowing experiences lately.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah. When or before last, you had emailed me a picture taken from the deck of your home here in Anchorage. Can you tell us a little bit about what that picture was?
Well, I was standing on the balcony of the top floor, and I had just finished redoing the deck, refinishing the deck, and I wanted a picture of it. So I took a picture of the deck down below, and when I looked at the picture, there was an orb with the direction of travel seemed to be going up instead of down, like a raindrop would be going down or
mm-hmm.
something. And I forwarded the picture to you, and you agreed with me. It was obviously some entity that was in the picture.
Yeah, it looked like somebody was throwing a baseball at you. So,
right.
Hang on to that. We've got another caller, so I'm going to take it, and then we can pick up again.
Okay.
All righty. Hello.
Okay. Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Not doing too bad. Are you a smoker?
Yes, I am.
Are you trying to quit?
Yes, I am.
Is there an issue in your left lung?
I don't know yet.
Are you afraid of something?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And this is going to sound really weird. I can smell it. Have you been craving things like carrots?
No.
Tomato soup? Orange and red things?
Nope, just chocolate.
Chocolate? Okay, chocolate, technically, it's a bean. It's a vegetable.
Okay.
It counts.
Okay.
Chocolate is good. I'm getting the smell that I recognize that's lung issue. And I'm also seeing a fresh carrot, like I just pulled it out of the garden and washed it off, and I want to eat it. And also tomato soup. So if there's something that you make with those two ingredients in them, or if you've got a garden going, eat the fresh carrots and fresh tomatoes.
Okay.
You live in the city, is that right?
Actually, no.
Okay. Do you work in the city?
Shop in the city.
You shop in the city?
Shop in the city, yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have a garden?
Yes.
Okay. Use it. Are you bringing food home from the city instead of using your garden?
The majority of it, yes.
Okay. Well, quit doing that and start eating out of your garden.
Okay.
Okay. I really get the feeling that's what your body wants. Now, when I talked about smelling the smell, it's not really bad, but it's there.
Okay.
Okay. So number one best thing for you to stop doing is worrying. That doesn't help anything. Worrying is worthless.
Okay.
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 All righty. Don't worry about things. And if you can't quit smoking cigarettes, then smoke cigarettes with much vim and vigor, as in, I appreciate this, I love this, it makes me feel happy, and focus on that happy feeling. Okay?
Okay.
This is going to transcend into, I'm going to find another happy feeling that I like better. Okay?
Okay.
It's kind of like food. You know, if we're sitting there looking at a creme brulee, which I really like.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, we know where that goes. So when I have creme brulee, I look at it and I'm like, thank you, God, for this creme brulee. I love it. It's wonderful for the highest and best good, and I'll take a few bites and I'm done. If I don't do that, I'll eat the whole thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Look at your cigarettes this way, too. Quit being afraid of them, because if we're afraid of something, we give our power over to it. If we look at the good points of it, I mean, there's something good about everything. Sometimes you really gotta dig for it. But if we look at the positive aspect of it and we're not afraid of it anymore, it loses its power over us.
Okay.
Okay. Is there someone named Nelson around you?
Not that I know of.
A fifth or a male fifth grade teacher?
Nothing is ringing right now. It's just...
Okay. I saw somebody named Nelson that I know that's a fifth grade teacher that loves rocks that hangs out here at Stars of Alaska. So write that name. Nelson is his first name.
Okay.
Write that name down. It's important.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I keep getting the state of Wyoming. Do you understand this?
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Reference to Wyoming, too.
Okay.
So you're going to hang up and go, oh, geez, I know what that is.
Yeah, it'll probably hit me all at once.
It will, and that's okay.
So I've got Nelson in Wyoming. Okay.
Wyoming. And I need to ask, there is a singer named Lucinda Williams. Are you familiar with her?
I have heard the name. I don't know the music, but I have heard the name.
Okay, you need to listen to her music. I think it's really going to speak to you. I think there's a connection there.
Okay.
People either love her or they're like, can we turn the channel, please, quickly? I like her.
Okay. I will certainly listen.
Yeah, I think that's really going to help your spirit. Are you a singer?
No.
Okay, you need to get... Lucinda has the voice that if you can't sing, it's okay because you can sing right along with her.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like Neil Young. It's like, you know, you either really think he's a good singer, it's like, wow, I can't believe he got a record deal. I like Neil Young.
I do too.
Okay, well, there you go. That will help to raise your spirits a little bit. Quit picking on yourself for smoking.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a reason you're doing it. You're searching for happy. I'm not a smoker, and I don't advocate smoking. But what I'm wanting you to do is go for that happy feeling.
Okay. I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm seeing a red balloon around you. That connotates the energy that I recognize as Jesus, who is the great healer. So I don't know if you've been asking for a healing or asking for him to come forward, but I just want to validate for you that red balloon, to me, means Jesus.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's a good balloon to have with you.
That's
a wonderful energy. He is the healer. So. Okay.
Okay.
Go forth and eat carrots.
Okay.
Alrighty. You have a great night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Janet, back your picture.
Okay. Well, I originally thought that the orb was my son.
You have a son that crossed.
I do.
Uh-huh.
He crossed a couple of years ago, which would have, it was fairly recently after he had passed that I got this picture.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was him. But right. I've since found that there was a little boy that fell off of the balcony of the third story and down onto the deck and died.
How did you find out about that?
The previous owner told me that it was the owner before them.
Wow.
Had
very cool.
It was their son.
That's neat to have that validation.
It is. It's because a lot of strange things that had happened in the house, and I thought it was my son, but now I'm not so sure that it wasn't the other little boy, and it could have been both of them.
They do that.
Yes, they do.
Your brother's a psychic medium, is that right?
He is, and a pretty good one at that.
Good. I'd like to have him on here one day. Is he listening tonight?
He listens to every show every week, and he loves your show.
Jason, if you're out there, I'd love to have you on the show one night. Who did
pass
Jason?
That on.
Yeah. Did you talk to Jason at all about this orb?
I did, and he said that he felt like it was a young boy, and this was before we knew about the little boy, and he said that he thought it was a little boy named Joshua. I haven't been able to validate the little boy's name, but Jason was the one that said, it feels to me like a young boy.
And didn't he take you to the corner where he had fallen?
He did.
Yeah,
as I was judging the house because I couldn't figure out who it was, and the reason I was smudging was because I kept turning around and there one of my dog toys there was a ball every time I turned around no matter where I was in the house that ball was there, and I was standing at the top of the staircase and turned around, and the ball was there again. So I just kind of threw it down the staircase, turned around, and the ball bounced back up the staircase at me.
Oh, wow. Hold that thought. We have another caller. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I got to ask you, do you have shoulder-length brown hair?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm talking to you then. All right. Oh, my gosh, he's in my room. Okay, let me go with the next impression I'm getting. I'm getting a name like Cassandra or Cass or Kathy. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, do you have a friend named Cassandra or Cass or Kathy?
No.
Is your last name C-A-S?
No.
Okay. Is there someone around you with C-A-S as a last name or first name?
No, I'm Chrissy.
Chrissy, okay, thanks. I was close. I'm going to call that 2 for 2. Is that okay?
That is.
All right. Do you play volleyball, Chrissy?
No.
Okay, are you in a process or is something going on where you're kind of volleying something over the net back and forth with somebody?
I'm in a divorce.
Okay, that would be this. You're not in a divorce, you're in a heated game of volleyball.
That's a good way to put it.
Sure. What I'm feeling like. This is fun how it works, isn't it?
Yes.
What we need to do is take that volleyball game out to the beach, because I feel like right now we're in a really tiny gymnasium and it's hot and sweaty and it's very uncomfortable. So what that's telling me is if you can change the surroundings, you can change the perception.
Okay.
I don't feel like this is not an angry divorce, is it?
It's pretty bad.
Is it pretty bad?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like if we change the surroundings, we could change the energy.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a hot, sweaty gymnasium trying to play basketball or volleyball or something like that? And it's really hard to breathe?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what this feels like to me, and I feel like I want to take it out on the beach.
Okay.
Okay, who's Raymond?
I have no idea.
Okay, that name is important.
Okay.
That, as we all know, is a male name.
Yes.
Okay. And they're showing me Reynolds wrap, so I'm going to venture a guess that the name Raymond Reynolds goes together. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know
I'll
who, what, where,
that.
Why, or when. Okay. If you meet Mr. Reynolds on the beach, it's like, I've heard your name.
Hey, I'll go for that.
All right, then. I don't feel like this really at the heart of things needs to be messy. Okay? I do feel like it's over.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And you like the color cherry red, is that right?
I do.
Okay, you need to keep that color on you so you can hold your base of power. And what that means is so you can come from a sense of feeling grounded and okay with things.
Okay.
Divorce is never a pretty thing, but sometimes, you know, when we're done, we're done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you left fifth grade at one time, right?
I left fifth grade?
Yeah, and you needed to move on to sixth grade?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what this feels like, is a graduation from one learning process to another.
Excellent.
Are you a teacher?
No.
Okay, are you in school?
I am.
Yeah, books, 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 books. Okay.
Lots.
Okay. Do you want to be a teacher when you grow up?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to the medical field.
I think you're going to be teaching whatever it is that you're pursuing.
I'll go for that.
Okay, because I'm getting teacher. And
okay.
I'm getting a lot of books around you, so yeah.
Or I'm going to be in school for a really long time.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the rest of your life. That's what it's about.
Oh, goodness.
So volleyball is your new sport of choice.
Okay.
Are you in Southern California by chance?
Nope, I'm in Alaska.
Are you on a beach?
Nope.
Oh, you're in Alaska.
Yeah.
Are you near the water?
I'm in the bathroom on the phone.
Okay.
I'm hiding from the noise.
Anchorage is a port city. You realize this?
Yes.
The mudflats are a beach. Just don't go out there because you'll get sucked under.
Yes.
Okay. spend some time walking on the coastal trail, things like that. Get as close to the beach as you can without getting sucked into the mud.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really going to help take a lot of the negativity away and give you back that free spirit personality that you have.
Okay.
All right.
And
all since right. you're in Anchorage, we need to plug Bear Paw one more time this weekend in Eagle River.
Okay.
It'll be fun. You should be there, and you should bring all of your friends.
Oh, I'll have to come talk to you because I have a question on moving.
Okay. Come see me. I'll be at the Stars of Alaska booth.
Okay.
And in and in the Daydreams and Fairies booth, there will be three other really good mediums. So.
Okay.
The world is your oyster.
All right.
All right. You have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, Janet. Back to Joshua. Yeah. let's see.
He was actually a really fun. He seemed to have a lot of fun in my house.
Yeah.
He would turn the lights off and on. Every morning, I'd go down to my office, which was on the ground floor, and the TV would be on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I shut it off the night before.
Right.
And one morning I came in and I hadn't had the TV on in several days. And the DVD was on and playing one of the movies that was on the shelf the night before.
Wow. What movie was on?
Swordfish was the name of the movie.
Really? Any special meaning to that movie or?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
That was one of my son's movies.
Oh, okay.
And there again, I was thinking that, my son, but I now after knowing everything that I know, I think probably the two of them were just having a good time.
In cahoots, as they say.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we have another call. I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
Well, it's such a pleasure, and it's fun to listen.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey,
so,
are you named after an aunt?
Pardon me?
Are you named after one of your aunties?
I don't think so.
Okay. Check into that. Because I'm named after my great auntie Jewel, and they just showed me her.
Really?
That's my one claim to fame. I'm named after the real special person in our family.
I don't think that is my case, actually. My name is Renee.
Okay, well, check into how they got your name.
Well,
I bet there's a story. You may not be aware of it.
Okay.
Okay, that's your homework after we're done here.
All right, I don't know how to do that. Both of my parents have passed.
Okay, check into family records, look into Bibles, things like that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Other family members? Yeah, oh, it's a great conversation starter. Hey, I talked to this psychic on the phone, and she said, what? It breaks ice like nothing else. Is the name Patty important to you?
Patty?
Uh-huh.
I have an aunt, Pat, that...
You do? okay.
She has brought much anguish and trauma and heartache.
Okay, well, let's skip all that. but remember when I asked you in the very beginning if you were named after an auntie?
Yes.
Okay, and then I got the name Patty, and that's your aunt. There's some kind of a connection there for you.
In what way?
The aunt that I was named after was kind of notorious for taking things that didn't belong to her from people that she worked for. How you say she stole stuff?
Right, like to say she stole my childhood.
Exactly, that's what we're talking about, and that's what is that the reason that you called in?
Well, actually, just whatever you wanted to share with me would be awesome.
Okay, well, that's the direction that they're taking me.
Really?
And I know in being named after my great aunt, once I got older and I could look at her life through my eyes of seeing what she did as humorous, She was a store detective in the 20s, and she took that knowledge that she was given on how to catch people that were stealing stuff and used it to her advantage, which was really bad. But looking at it through different eyes, I was able to really appreciate her. Now, she taught me to read by reading me Dick Tracy novels when I was a preschooler. Okay, real inappropriate to be reading to a kid.
Yes.
Yeah. He did what to his assistant?
If my mom taught me how to sing 16 times when I was 2.
She what?
Mine taught me how to sing 16 times.
When you were 2. Great. Okay. Are you the singer?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay.
But
start
how
singing.
Inappropriate for a child's first song, I have always thought.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm 2. I can't be another day older. I'm 2. Okay. Somewhere, somehow, I bet that song has saved your hide a couple of times when you've thought about it or laughed about it. So when we can change how we think about people, we can change the energy that we put out there. And it's kind of, did you hear the lady who was a smoker that I was talking to before?
No, I missed her.
Oh, okay. Well, smoking is not the greatest habit to have, but you know what? A lot of people have it. And they have it because on some level it brings them joy. And the key to having a good life is to have a life filled with joy. So if you can look at Aunt Pat and say, you know, you taught me that song really early. It's really funny now because when I look back, are you in your 60s now?
Close.
Close, okay. Well, I look back now, it's like, you know, of all my childhood memories, it's Tennessee Ernie Ford. He's not funny. He wasn't a clown. Well, I guess he was. But it's like most people would be remembering things like Captain Kangaroo or J.P. Patches, you know. Are you writing a book?
No, but I've been thinking about it for the past few months.
Okay, well, quit thinking and get writing.
Really?
And start with the chapter on 16 tons.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Put me in, I'm your agent now.
Okay. I will definitely tithe 10%.
Okay. So hang up the phone, sharpen your pencil, and start writing your book.
Oh, bless your heart.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the joy
in.
And the love.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. So back to the movie, Janet.
Yes.
It was called Swamp.
That happened several nights over a period of several weeks. It seemed to be that one movie kept getting put in the DVD player, and every night I would make sure that movie was on the shelf in the case, and the next morning I'd come in, and it would be in the DVD player. The case was on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And the DVD was on.
So did you start looking around and thinking, am I sleepwalking? What's going on here?
I really started losing my mind. So I started having, if I would have company over that would spend the night, they would tell me the next morning, there seemed to be somebody in bed with me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. I'm friendly, but I'm not that friendly. Okay, I hear another beep. Let's take another call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I am awesome. And yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Is there a Paul around you?
A Paul?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. I'm really an intelligent person. Are you on your second marriage?
Yes.
Okay, that's where Paul comes in. Alrighty. And he's a lot taller than you, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you really short?
Not really short, no, but he's tall.
He's really tall. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing two members of my family of origin, and the woman is very short, like 4'11", and the guy is like 6 feet tall. Really tall. Okay.
Not that big of
a
difference, but yes.
Okay. Are you the singer that keeps popping up for me?
Am I a singer? No, but
okay.
It's something that intrigued me.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You're a singer.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Do you have a microphone?
Do I have one? No, but you know what? My four-year-old does.
There you go. You have a mic. Technically, it's yours.
There you go.
Start singing, because I think you're looking for a direction in life or a vocation. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Singing.
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 Can I laugh?
Well, and like the lady with the book before you, when you make it big, remember me. Okay?
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Is your four-year-old a redhead?
No.
Okay. Do you have a little boy who's a redhead?
Nope. They're both dark.
Well,
okay.
Medium
dark.
Are we having another baby?
Wow. I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
But signs and symbols are saying, yes, you are. Doesn't matter what the surgeon did.
It's been my experience that when they're coming, they're coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see a redhead. I see a redhead there.
Redhead.
It might just, yeah, you might be newly pregnant, or it might be, like, coming down the pike real quick.
Yikes.
I think it's 1 in 1,000,000 or something like that.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
of course,
you know,
I'd have to be that one, hey? Oh, well.
Yeah, and, with the lottery, that would be great.
That would be. That would be. Well, I have two boys, so maybe we'll hope for a girl. But
yeah,
it
I get
matter.
The feeling it's a girl. No, I get the feeling it's a girl. Little redheaded girl.
Well, that's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, sing now while you have time.
Yeah. Well, see, then
okay.
I can practice singing to her.
You can start now. Yeah.
That's true.
Learn Yikes. The song 16
okay.
Tons. I hear that's a good one.
Pardon me?
The song 16 Tons. I hear that's a good one.
Yeah. Then that'll be in my head the rest of the night. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. You have a great night. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Janet.
Okay. I'm back.
We are back. Yeah. Hey, your niche lately seems to be lifetime hits for yourself. You've been doing some things. You've been catching it as it's happening?
Yes, I have. And they just seem to just pop in out of the blue.
I
can be on a business call or just doing something totally irrelevant, and I just get these hits.
You just get
never know when they're going to.
Yeah. Let me take this call, and there's one particular one I do want to talk to you about when we come back. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
Are you that lady's aunt that called earlier?
I think I tried.
Okay. Oh, Pat, I get the colors red and white around you. Do you understand that?
Red and white. Those
Do you like to wear stripy shirts?
Oh, no.
Okay, who around you wears red and white horizontally striped shirts?
Gee, nobody that I know of. There's only one other person around me.
Okay, in your whole life?
No, but
ever? In the history of it all?
Oh, you know what? It's probably my father-in-law. He wears stripes all the time. He's from Ohio State University.
Red and white?
Well, red and white, red and gray. It depends.
Okay, it's red and white is what I'm getting.
red and white were my school colors from high school.
Okay. All right. Are mm-hmm. you going back for a reunion, or has that been on your mind lately?
That is so funny. I just started talking to some friends of mine about doing another reunion.
Okay, get on it, because that's the red and white that I'm seeing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Do you have short gray hair?
Do I have what?
Short gray hair that you comb back that's kind of puffy?
I have short hair, but it's red.
Is it gray under red?
Not much. At least I hope not.
Okay, you're not going to answer that. Let me ask you this. I know a good diversionary tactic. I do it all the time. do you comb your hair back away from your face?
Not straight back, but to the side I do.
Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right. It looks very nice.
Oh, thank you.
It looks very nice.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
1957, is that a year that is important to you?
1957, no. I wasn't born that year.
Okay. Find out what was going on in the family.
That's my sister's year of birth.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Is your father on the other side?
Yes, he is.
Okay, this is him we're talking to.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Gotcha. Okay. Was he a joker? Was he a practical joker when he was here?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, well, he is now.
Oh, well, good for him. He needs some humor.
Well, he's got humor, and he's around you, and he's the one that was talking about your hair.
Oh, that's my dad. I love him.
He was really making me feel like I needed to goad you about what color your hair really is. Okay.
You know why? Because his hair was red with gray also.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like I got to tell you, it's like, Pat, you can lie to God, but he knows what color your hair is.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good news is I don't have to dye it yet, so, you know, it's okay.
Cool. Hold on to that as long as you can.
Believe me, I will, yeah.
Okay. Well, have a great time at the reunion and know that your dad goes with you.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Janet, I really want to talk about this.
Okay.
Okay, you called me the other morning. And tell everybody what happened, what you experienced.
Just like the day before yesterday or
just, yeah.
That week or okay. I was at my computer doing some work on a business plan, and all of a sudden I just got this, everything went white, I lost my breath and just couldn't breathe at all, and
uh-huh.
I felt like I had been just hit in the stomach really hard,
uh-huh.
and I just couldn't get rid of that feeling. So I call my old standby buddy Julie and said, well, "What's up with this? What do I do? How do I get rid of this?"
Uh-huh.
And you told me to meditate, and so I did. That's what I did, and I started meditating, and all of a sudden I was driving this vehicle, and I knew what color, what type vehicle. I saw the wreck happen. I knew what color vehicle and what type vehicle hit me, and I experienced the entire wreck again.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you've been able to validate this wreck, right?
I have. The person died instantly. That was
uh-huh.
in the vehicle that I felt like I was driving, and
uh-huh.
the airbag deployed, and which I recognized was the white flash,
uh-huh.
and then the air not being able to breathe was her physically dying,
mm-hmm.
and just getting hit in the stomach with the steering wheel and the airbag.
Yeah. Now the other zinger that I want to throw out there that is still mind-blowing to me is the time that you called me on the caller ID on my telephone is the time that the media reports that the impact happened.
Right. And
so
to
like
me,
that
was serious validation that that exact time is when I got the hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. Now, there was another one, just for validation, that you called me. There were some hikers up here missing, and one of the things that we were doing was trying to help find the hikers.
Right, and
you called.
I was actually on a business call when I got that, and I kept getting a wedding and thinking about the two hikers, and I couldn't understand what a wedding had to do with those two hikers being lost. Every time I'd try to meditate and think about the hikers, I would get a wedding. And then I was, like I said, I was on this business call, and I kept hearing the wedding march.
Right.
And just getting the feeling two hikers had something to do with this wedding. And
yeah.
Again, I called you and said, well, what's the wedding got to do with two hikers being lost? and we had a good laugh over that one, and then a few minutes later, I guess the media came out and said that the hikers had been found, and it was just in time for the one to the inner sister's wedding.
That was just crazy. I think it was right after I hung up from talking to you. It came over the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you one more time, and for the record, I'd really like those Powerball numbers.
Don't I wish.
You can do it. You can do it, my friend.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, astral travel seems to be another favorite thing of yours to do. Do you think that ties in with you?
I absolutely love that.
Do you think that's what you're doing when you're getting these real-time hits?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. I feel like I don't know, but I can tell the difference when I am astral traveling. It seems to be at night in my dreams, if you will.
Uh-huh.
I can have a dream with a particular person, and the next day that person will call and say, "Hey, you were in my dreams last night." And I said, "Yeah, were you doing this?" And they validate that, "Yeah, we were in the same dream together."
That's very, so you're getting a lot of validation for what you're doing.
I am.
Which is really,
surprisingly.
Really cool. Yeah, and as readers, we love validation because that lets us know that we're doing what we're supposed to do. So, I think I heard a beep, so I'm going to go ahead and take this. Hello?
Hi, my name is Kay. How are you?
Hi, Kay. I'm fine. You're upset.
No.
You agitated a bit?
No.
Oh,
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Oh, okay. I've got a knot in my stomach like I might want to get sick.
Oh, I'm nervous.
It's okay. There are not 5,000 people listening to you. It's okay. Don't be nervous. You're just talking to me. It's all right. Thud. Did you just go to a water park, Kay?
No.
Like SeaWorld or fishing or something with fish and water?
No.
Okay. Is there a vacation plan to somewhere like SeaWorld?
No.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a black and white killer whale jumping up out of the water.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting some kind of a connection to whale. As I understand in my symbolism, what that means to me is they are the keeper of the flame, or they are the ones that hold healing. So is there a situation going on in your life right now that needs some healing? Something broken?
I actually think I've been going through a healing process.
That's where whale is coming in.
Okay.
Okay. Whale is a wonderful totem animal to have because whale is a mammal that lives in the water. So they're very adaptable. They don't live on the land, but they breathe air and they live in the water. So they have to adapt to their environment. Okay. Are you going through a period right now when you're having to make a lot of you're having to adapt to things? You're having to like settle. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. This is all just part of the process. Now, you need to understand that at the bottom of the well of everything going on is healer. The best healers had to be broken first, so they have empathy and understanding, and they know firsthand how important healing is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I keep hearing the word prophet as I'm talking to you. Are you a channeler? Do you write things down and they don't come from your mind?
I say things that, things come to me to say, and I don't know what I'm saying. It's not in English.
Okay.
And sometimes it just needs to be said, and I was doing that before I called you.
Good. Okay. Don't quit doing that. I hear the word prophet, and I hear it clearly, and that's the word I never use. Okay?
Okay.
When you're doing this, when you're speaking in tongues or whatever it is that you call it, would you please record it?
Okay. Actually, this is the first time I've ever talked about it because sometimes it's been happening for probably.
Who do you talk to about something like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was sitting at my table speaking another language that I don't know to the cat.
But sometimes, yeah, it just needs to come out. And sometimes when I do that, like, my body goes into, like, an unwinding process.
Yep. You're a channeler, my dear.
And I was doing that probably 2 hours before I called you, so I don't know if that's where you got the knot from or if the knot was from nervousness or...
The knot felt... It was a definite knot, as in I may have to set the phone down and go get sick. Which is normal when we're beginning to channel and we don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a little unnerving, okay? If you don't have a tape recorder or an MP3 or something to record this, get one, because somebody out there understands what you're saying. Okay?
Okay.
Again, and I'm laughing about this because Janet and I were talking about this earlier today. Who do you talk to about things like this, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. I was just talking with Janet about all the documentation that she's getting for her mediumship. She is crackerjack good, but she has to have the documentation, so she starts believing in herself, and other people start believing that we're doing what we think we're doing. That's why you need to record this, and please trust that at the appropriate time, the appropriate person or interpreter will come along. It's not for you to understand. It's for you to share.
Okay, okay.
Okay, yeah, somebody else has the job of let's translate this, and then it works together and you see the bigger picture coming together. And I get the feeling what you're saying is really, really important. It's just not the time right now today for it to be understood.
Okay.
Many times channeled material will happen a long time before it's needed. But it needs to be documented and it needs to be accessible for, well, it's like the law of attraction. That's not new. But it needed to sit dormant until it was time, and now it's time. Okay?
Okay.
Would you please click on the name of the show that says Julie Mear Psychic Medium, and on there you'll find my email, and I would like you to email me because I'd really like to talk to you off the record.
Okay. Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Thank
your
you very much.
Knot.
And I enjoy your conversation with the other lady, too.
Oh, great. Yeah, we're fun.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Janet.
Okay.
We're back. Were we talking
back to the dreams and the astral travel and things. I seem to have a lot of children in my dreams. And I've had several people come up to me that I haven't even met their kids, and say my kids tell me that they were with you in their dream, and I'm like, oh yeah, and we did this and this and this. And they said, well, they said they were dancing with little men, and I'm like, yeah, the elves and the unicorns. And, you know, I get a lot of validation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Validation is key, isn't it?
Yeah. And so if any of your listeners have their children come up to them and say, hey, we were playing with the little men in my dream, believe them. They really
believe
are.
Yeah. Yeah. What a cool experience. You had another experience with children in Boynton Canyon in Sedona. You want to talk about that real quick?
Oh, what a mind blower that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on vacation with you is like a vacation within a vacation.
There you go. I was with you and a group of ladies that we were in Boynton Canyon just going for a walk. And I guess for what was in reality on this plane was 15, 20 minutes, I just left and went on my own
little
mini vacation. But what happened is I started walking faster than the group, and the faster I walked, the faster I wanted to walk, so I found myself running. And then best way I can describe it is that, like in the Superman movies where everything was just going fast, you know, just mind-blowing fast. And then I was walking again, and there was a little boy and a little girl in front of me, and they were motioning for me to come play. So I started running and playing, and then I was like, wait a minute, why am I playing with these little kids? And I looked down, and I was actually like 6 years old.
Wow.
I thought, wow, this is weird, but I went along with it. I was like, hey, this is fun. So I went along with it, and we played for the rest of the day, and then it started getting to be night, and I went up into the hills, and there was a cave where the father and mother figure was. They were little Indian kids.
And there was a grandmother figure, and we all sat down on the floor of the cave and ate, and then we went to bed, and the next morning I got up, ate with them, played with the kids again. I did this for 3 days.
Huh.
And on the third day, it was like afternoon, and I started thinking, I guess my logical brain took over again, and I started thinking, wow, my friends are going to start missing me, and I better get back, because if they leave, then I don't know how to get back home, and what am I going to do? And I started getting worried, because I was worried everybody else was worried about me.
Uh-huh.
And I started running back toward where I had originally saw the two kids.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I was back, and about 20 yards from a couple of the ladies in our group.
Huh.
But I was coming from the other direction.
That was wild. And you were white as a sheet, if I remember right.
That was pretty mind-blowing. I wasn't real sure what had just happened to me.
Yeah. So, can you astral travel when you want to?
I haven't perfected that. It's getting easier, and I pretty much can most of the time. I can tell when I'm going to, because I see an airplane, and I get the song "I'm Leaving on a Jet Plane." At that point, I know it's going to be fun now.
Yeah, that's a great symbolism. I know Tall Cat, who has Tall Cat Psychic 101 on BBS on Monday night. Her symbolism for connecting with the spirit is the airplane and being at the airport, incoming. Yeah. So, do you see yourself as a ghost whisperer?
I haven't until recently. I didn't think about it as being that, but recently I'm starting to believe that. I see people walking past my windows. And the other day, it was so real to me. I got up from my chair and went over to the window to see who was walking past my window, and realized that I was on the second floor.
Yeah.
So,
and they're just walking by.
Right.
Well, Janet, it's been wonderful to have you on tonight. It does look like our time's up, so I think we have to go. But I'd love to have you back.
Oh, it's been a blast. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Love to come back.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of tales to tell.
More
than thank you to everyone who called in and everyone who's listening. Have a great night.